Welcome to CMO Convo, the podcast where we deep dive into the minds of chief marketing officers from across the globe. Every week, we bring you candid conversations with top CMOs who share their experiences, strategies, and insights into the ever-evolving world of marketing leadership.
Hi, and welcome to CMO Convo podcast. Today, we are with Ilya Freund, Lead Communication and PR at Cisco Germany. Ilya, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, nice to see you, Michael.
Nice to see you too. Thank you for being my guest. And today's topic is LinkedIn as a communication channel. So Ilya, if you don't mind, let's jump in directly. What does it mean using LinkedIn as a communication channel, right? Because I think that people use LinkedIn for all so many reasons. How does it feel, or the perspective for communications?
Yeah, it actually feels super natural. When I started using LinkedIn, and that was probably the use case for most of us, let's say 10 years ago, it was a self-updating address book of your business contacts. And I definitely saw it like this. So I've never seen really the timeline. But over the last 6-7 years, it evolved. And yeah, meanwhile, LinkedIn is a true social network with all its pros and cons. And as a communicator, of course, social networks are a place to communicate, where you can get information, where you can discuss, where you can share emotions, spark narratives. So it feels very natural. It's a place that I like. And luckily, we have lots of different social networks, so you don't need to go to X or wherever. It feels a bit dodgy meanwhile. So yeah, that's good. That's good.
I find it very interesting what you say, right? Because I think that when I enrolled to LinkedIn, it was a very boring place where people mainly just search for a job. And now we can actually see LinkedIn is evolving more and more and becoming even more of a strong marketing channel. And even kind of like incorporating features from Facebook or Instagram, TikTok even, I think. Mm-hmm. What is your perspective on that? So on kind of like LinkedIn becoming more and more of a marketing platform.
Yeah, I think it's not my job to judge this, but I think the LinkedIn owners and management, they did a very terrific job on there. And you can see it if you just compare it to Xing. That has been the other job platform in Germany. And I think it's still there. But I mean, it exists, but except for some mails and reminders, for me personally, I don't even go there. So I mean, that they have been on iSight, I think 4 or 5 years ago, but you can basically say that LinkedIn pivoted and changed their whole setup and business model. And I think it's definitely for the good. I mean, it's more engaging. You're really wanting to go there, not just to be found there. You want to see what other people are doing and writing and sharing. So I think they really changed their approach to the better.
Yeah, I think that a trend that we can definitely see now is that a lot of people and also companies are using LinkedIn to build their thought leadership. What is your perspective about personal branding or even kind of like a broader business goals that are being achieved now through LinkedIn as a platform?
Yeah, I think it's probably one of the core platforms where you can do it and where you can almost do it for free. I mean, you don't need to pay anything to get an account there. And in the end, it's up to you, your creativity, to your ideas, to the sharpness of your thoughts. And of course, on your discipline, how continuously you make yourself writing there. I really, really appreciate this place because you can do so much in various different ways and forms. So it doesn't really depend on the industry you are in. So you can really find for every market your niche and your audience. So therefore, I think it's a very good place. If you want to do thought leadership, I mean, for some stuff, it's not that ideal. So for example, if you're a B2C brand and you really just want to lift sales of a certain item, then you need to go to TikTok or Instagram. But if it's about thought leadership, positioning people there, making them, more known, then that's the place.
Let's talk about B2B and a bit about corporate. So you're coming from Cisco. How creative and fun or even authentic can someone be with personal branding and then balancing it out with the corporate or let's say company brand identity?
So my guideline is be as uncorporate as possible. And I know that's for some corporate companies that's tricky, and for a good reason. They have their brand identities and their wording, and that's all good and that's all fair. But I think if you want to be successful on LinkedIn, you need to be somehow authentic. And I know everyone says you need to be authentic, blah blah blah. But
It's the latest trend, right? I
I know,
even
I
wonder
know.
sometimes what does it mean to be authentic online? I mean, yeah, but that's another topic.
Yeah, so my rationale behind this is that I think people want to talk with people, and they don't want to talk with companies. They don't want to talk with marketing chatbots. They want to hear what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you've experienced. And to deliver this, you need to make sure that the corporate content you have, and that you want, of course, to transport as well, is somehow built into your daily life, your routines, what is somehow important for you on a personal side. It cannot be that the corporate content is at the forefront. It always needs to be second or third. You need to somehow not hide it. I think it's totally fine to say that's Cisco content or from whatever brand, but you need to find an entry with the more personal side.
And another question that I would love to ask around that basically is, do you have any tips or tricks, let's say, you know, like for an emerging social media or someone who's trying to be much more creative? Anything that you would like to share with the audience around that?
Yeah, in the end, to be successful on LinkedIn, creativity is good, but actually even more important is that you're disciplined. So make yourself a schedule. Before making a schedule, actually set up, let's say, your three topics and themes where you want to be active on. What are the topics you want to be known for? That can be something on a personal side, some soft topics, but of course, something that is important for your business as well. But let's try to find a mix. Let's don't go and say, okay, I'm a sales leader. I want to be known for being su super successful in sales, the things I want to sell, and my awesome management skills. Make it a bit more broader, so not too crisp. When you have this, then build somehow a pipeline, ideally. I know that's already kind of second level, but yet you have something that you can regularly post, and then regularly posting. Make sure that you post better once per week, every week, but not having four posts in 1 week and then doing nothing in the end of for the rest of the months. LinkedIn is an algorithm, and you need to somehow play the algorithm game. So make sure that you follow some very basic rules. So for example, don't put in, let's say, five people that you tag when you cannot be sure that they will respond. So the algorithm will lower the reach of your post if people don't interact. So some basic stuff like this. And then, yeah, of course, be as I said, as uncorporate as possible with the corporate narratives inside. Use some pictures. So that would be the super short intro to LinkedIn.
Yeah. And thank you very much for sharing. Another trend that I noticed lately is the rise of videos, right? So I feel sometimes, by the way, when I switch between Instagram to Facebook, which Facebook is in my opinion dying. Like it's completely boring place in my like
That would
LinkedIn
have
is
been my question. So you're still on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm quite ashamed to say that, but I don't even know what I'm trying to find there. But what I'm trying to say in general, most of the time I spend actually on LinkedIn or Instagram, but it feels kind of like the same. Like now with the rise of videos as a content form, I feel as if it's sometimes I don't even know if I'm on Instagram or on LinkedIn, and sometimes I'm even being targeted by the same, especially with this type of like corporate coaching or people that will teach me how to find a greater, better job, whatever, or how to promote myself, da da da. And it's the same content. So how do you feel about kind of like the rise of videos on LinkedIn, and how can we use it also to nurture our communication or to enhance it?
So first, I think we are all part of a big LinkedIn experiment now. So they want
That's
to
an
have,
interesting point of view,
I mean,
yeah.
it didn't, we're not the rats in the laboratory, so it's not on the conspiracy one. But LinkedIn, of course, they have a big push now towards video, and I think they don't really know how, in which direction it will go. So currently they're pushing videos so hard into any direction. And they're also helping you if you produce video that it gets way more attention than some other postings. I think they will try and see how it goes. And in the end, video will stay. But my gut feeling is that it will be not so important like we maybe assume it now.
That's really interesting. By the way, my assumption is that LinkedIn is kind of like trying to test everything because they want to get more traction. So suddenly you have like a smiley feature or, like this weird emoji suddenly. And it also reminds me when people have birthdays, and I'm very surprised because I don't even know the person. Some people just follow other people on LinkedIn because, yes, it's been existing for 10 years now or more, like much, much more probably. But let's say most of the people started using it 10 years ago. And you just add people, and then suddenly, like this and this has a birthday, and suddenly I just find myself like, why do I care? And would I ever congratulate someone for their birthday on LinkedIn? So it kind of like really feels as an experiment when you're trying to understand how to get the best traction. But yeah, definitely living in an interesting time as people that use LinkedIn quite often. I'm gonna jump into the next question, which is a bit around employee engagement and LinkedIn. So as we said, LinkedIn has different ways of communication, and of course, coming from a large organization such as Cisco, I would assume that you use LinkedIn also for different type of communications. So how do you keep kind of like the employees informed and motivated, or even use them to advocate the company on LinkedIn?
Yeah, maybe one step back. So, when I started using LinkedIn, as I said, that was the address book. But there was a point in time where I realized, well, actually, it's not only a marketing tool or an address book tool. Actually, we have an almost equal impact from my department, so from the communication side, compared to the marketing guys. And they are doing a terrific job as well. So, for example, we spearheaded our activities with our general manager, Uwe Peter. And at the same time, I also have the visibility of the internal content where we push out updates. And sometimes you see, or you need to say, let's say, prioritize what kind of updates you can push internally because there's so much going on. And at the same time, you say, okay, maybe it's too small for an official internal communication, but you can put it on LinkedIn, for example, because it has an interest there as well. And then you see how many people from the company engage, and you can see on LinkedIn, of course, the metrics. And when you see, wow, 50% of the 10,000 viewers, they're from Cisco, actually, then you see what kind of big impact it has on an internal side as well. So I don't see LinkedIn only as an external channel, but also really a massive opportunity to engage with your own people, to motivate them, to keep them informed, being proud on your company, but also getting more, let's say, active and promoting the company. So what we did on a regular basis, and Laura Jorent in my team has been there on the forefront, creating campaigns for special occasions, let's say for Hannover Messe or Cybersecurity Awareness Month, where we build campaigns to motivate the employees to post there, usually with pictures on a typical theme. And they can really easily track, okay, how many people engaged there, how many views were created, and that builds a nice community as well. So that works quite nicely.
So I do want to ask a follow-up question around that. So I would imagine that your day-to-day life at Cisco is quite busy. because so much is going on, different departments, different products, different PR campaigns, and we're going to tap also into the PR topic. Do you have any tech stack that you use on top of just LinkedIn in order to schedule everything, understand analytics better, automate maybe certain, processes just to control everything in a very busy environment?
Yeah, so for our regular, let's say, marketing channels, so for the corporate channels, we use Sprinklr to, as you said, plan all the postings. Ooh, that was a bit dodgy. To plan all the postings, see the analytics and stuff. But for me, on a personal side, it's really just having a Word document, writing posts, having something in the queue, and that's it. The same for our general manager. So we are a bit old school there. I think there's definitely room to
It's I wanted
improve.
to say old-fashioned type of style, so not old school, old-fashioned.
At least
Yeah,
not
I appreciate
with pen and
it.
paper.
I love using also pen and paper because I also realize that it helps me be more creative when I write my ideas actually, or when I summarize a conversation. So let's not dismiss pen and paper yet from the world. I would love to now, speaking about pen and papers, let's step into the topic of PR. So
That
you
was
are
a
not.
very, very smooth transition. Kudos.
Thank you very much. So you're not only leading the communication on LinkedIn, of course, you're also in charge of the PR, and you have vast knowledge and information around that. Do you have any insights into how to use PR or incorporate that in a LinkedIn strategy?
Yeah. So I was personally surprised when I first got in touch on LinkedIn with journalists. So for everyone who's regularly trying to pitch ideas via email, usually you don't get responses, and that's a bit frustrating. But I mean, no blame to the journalists. They got 500 emails per day, so they cannot see all of them. But what I realized is, and maybe that's over already, but from time to time it still works, that they're a bit more responsive on LinkedIn than they are on compared to phone calls and especially also to emails. So, for example, there is the Süddeutsche Zeitung dossier. That's a briefing for kind of the digitization vertical and politics. And in the beginning, when they opened up, I literally had no contact there. But I found some people on LinkedIn that are journalists there, and we started co having conversation there. And then that swapped over to email and all the other channels. But it was actually the initial door opener for me. So it's no guarantee that all of a sudden journalists will answer you on LinkedIn. But also journalists, they're humans there. So they will see when you interact with them. They will see when you give them a like. They also like the stuff that you post. That gives you already some insights. What is interesting for them? What are they posting? So for me, it's on the same time a way to reach out to them, while it is of course for me also a source of knowledge. So what is top of mind for the journalists without needing to call them all the time? So that's a very helpful tool there.
What I really also find interesting is the topic of relationships. So LinkedIn as a social media platform, it's all about nurturing relationships, developing them. And as you said, you even use that for just a very casual, hey, let's chat, let's try to interact in a way. For some people, it doesn't come as natural as it might be for you. Do you have any tips for our listeners on to how can they maybe enhance their kind of like relationship building or how to reach out to people? Because let's be honest, all of us on LinkedIn get tons of outreach. Most of it is irrelevant, especially with like someone just randomly adding you. They have the title SDR. I wonder what's the next message going to be. But then how do you kind of like cut from the noise and really get the right attention with this decision, whether it's decision makers, by the way, or journalists. Happy to hear your thoughts about that.
And I mean, there's no easy answer. It's not that you snip and then from day one on you get the attention of exactly the people you want to have.
100%, but maybe some tips.
Yeah, sure. I think as you said, if you try to do the shortcut at someone and the first message is, Hi, how are you? And the second one is, we have a great product. Can we have a talk on this? Of course, that's not going to happen. So you're also there. You need to be a little bit patient, and being somehow a source of interest for them. So when they see, oh, okay, this person is posting regularly on topic XYZ, and that's interesting for me, and they maybe give you a like or you give them some likes, then they're more willing to also engage via a direct message. Of course, you need to be, as I said, patient and somehow nurture it in the beginning. So write a comment here and there. If they answer to your comment, I mean, that can be the door opener. Then you switch to a direct conversation. But there is no miraculous way where you can say, okay, if you use this phrase, then they will react on your direct messages. But compared to the, let's say, outside world, you have the option to see what they are writing and saying and to comment it. And that's, I mean, you cannot sit on their desk or in front of the door and put a letter on that. You can do this on social media and on LinkedIn specifically. So that's a plus, and that's the difference that you need to use.
Yeah, for me it sounds that we need to remain very human. So actually to
Exactly.
just use it as a channel and not try to invent the wheel in some weird way, which does come across very awkward on LinkedIn. So Ilya, we're rushing toward the end of the interview. I would love to get a bit to the fun part and ask you fun questions. Everything here was fun, but like fun questions. Do you have any life motto that you would like to share with the audience?
A life motto. Well, for communications, it's really like people want to talk with people, not with robots, not with corporate companies. And that's true for journalists, that's true for readers, that's true for decision makers, for buyers. Whenever you engage with someone, try to just be the guy you are with your family, with your friends. Maybe not with your friends in a bar 3 at night, but just on a regular basis. And I think people will appreciate this.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, Ilya, thank you for joining us and for being our guest. Thank you for all the wonderful insights. And for our listeners, I really hope that you find LinkedIn now much more interesting and how to use it as a strategic tool. And we really look forward to seeing much more of innovation from LinkedIn. Stay tuned and join us for the next episode. Thank you very much, Ilya.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of CMO Convo. For more content like this, check the recommended videos on your screen now. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to our channel, and hit the notification bell so you never miss a thing.